$1.3 billion worth of new hotel developments and over 4,000 rooms that are pretty well 80% guaranteed to happen, and another 1,000-plus rooms that are potentially in the marketplace as well, but are certainly not at this point locked in. That means that, you know, the 10,000 rooms that we've got in the Perth market will increase by around 40% by 2020 if it comes to fruition.
And are these new developments, or are they buildings that are going to be transformed?
About 90% are new hotel developments, and around 10%, probably 5 to 10% are development additions to existing hotels. So, for instance, the Duxton is looking at adding another 9 floors to that hotel, a value of about $100 million. But we've got substantial new investment in terms of new hotels that are being built, not just Elizabeth Quay, not just the Crown Towers, but new properties in Adelaide Terrace, down in Fremantle, and in sort of inner city areas around Perth.
While I've got you there, you may have an idea. The Treasury building, I know it had been earmarked, and I can't recall where it's at, but is that one of the ones you're including in this?
Yeah, the Treasury building will have around 45 to 50 high-end five-star-plus luxury rooms that are going to be opening into the market next year. That hotel development is well underway, and it's certainly going to be one of the most fantastic hotels developments that we've seen in West Australia, if not Australia, because of the heritage nature of that building, and in particular the high-level quality that's going into the investment. I think it's a passion of love for Adrian Finney, who's heading up that development, and certainly it's going to shine out as one of the best hotels in Australia.
All right, and just quickly, obviously we are seeing a lot of construction around the CBD at the moment with the hospitals and the stadium, etc. I'm taking it that this is a big boon for the construction market, let alone the hospitality market, that this could take us forward.
Absolutely. Look, with $3 billion worth of investment in construction and hotel development, what it is certainly a sign that in the construction and development building sector, there is a lot of business there. What it also means, though, is that the state government's estimate of 2,000 rooms being needed, or 1,900 rooms being needed by 2020, may well be met well earlier and certainly exceeded by 2020. But to deal with that, so that we don't have too many hotels in the market or too many rooms in the market, we've also got to put more investment into driving tourists, leisure visitors, and convention exhibition visitors to the state. There's no point building all of these hotel rooms if we don't have the cooperation and support of the state government in driving the tourism investment expenditure and marketing Western Australia. The industry does that already, but certainly we need extra support from the state government. So in this year's budget that's handed down by the Treasurer in May, we're certainly going to be looking to see that the election guarantees that were provided by the Liberal Party about increased tourism marketing is provided.
Yep, I think everyone's going to be looking at the budget long and hard, Bradley. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gary. No worries. Cheers.
Bradley Woods, the Chief Executive of the AHA there, with some positive news. Peter Bell, who joins me now, positive news about hotel construction coming our way over the next few years.
Really, what's happening? I just missed that.
They've done some intel looking at planning applications that are in the pipeline and what's on the agenda. $3 billion worth of hotel developments.
Cool.
Not just pubs, they're places you can stay.